The Jennings Crabapple Collection was created to display some of the best crabapple cultivars for our region. These cultivated varieties were selected for their good disease and insect resistance and yearly displays of attractive fruit and flowers. Crabapples are an excellent small tree for the home landscape because they provide multi-season interest, bloom at a young age, and are adaptable to a wide range of site conditions. In May, crabapples put on a brief but spectacular show of white or pink blossoms, followed by abundant fruit in rich reds and yellows that ripen in late summer or fall. The fruit will persist into winter, or as long as it takes the birds to eat them. Robins and cedar waxwings particularly love the sour fruit. The crabapples of larger fruited cultivars can also be used for making jelly. Cornell Botanic Gardens is a recognized evaluation site for the International Ornamental Crabapple Society and is one of many stations around the country that evaluates the performance of crabapple cultivars. Climate, pests, and diseases differ regionally, so not all cultivars will do equally well in all places. Apple scab, the most common disease in our area, causes unsightly spots on the fruit and foliage and can cause premature leaf drop, but rarely threatens the life of the tree. The best way to avoid apple scab and other diseases is to choose a resistant cultivar. One of the best performing cultivars at Cornell Botanic Gardens is Red Jewel, which has white flowers and candy apple red fruit. You can see a Red Jewel crabapple behind the Bettina S. Jennings Memorial Stone and Bench in the middle of the Jennings Crabapple Collection. To learn more about the Arboretum, look for signs near the Dogwood Collection, the Native Maple Collection, and the Newman Overlook to hear more about each of these areas.